I'm Joe Conkright. This week on The Art Beat, we're joined by author Rion Scott. His short story collection titled Insurrections is published by University Press of Kentucky. It's recently been nominated for the prestigious Penn Bingham Prize for debut fiction. The stories inside Insurrections introduce readers to the town of Cross River.
Cross River was founded in 1807 after a successful slave revolt, and it's sort of based on a lot of places that I know and have grown up.
And Cross River, the name itself actually comes from...
It comes from a town in Nigeria. I had an uncle a great uncle who said that he had traced our family roots back to that town. I don't know how accurate that is, but it was sort of like a sort of like wish fulfillment. Like, wow, I can actually look on the map and say this is where I'm from. So I took the name sort of to honor that.
What kind of a place is Cross River?
It's sort of a place that's always in flux. These people are the children of the insurrection. Most of the stories take place in the modern day time, and these people are sort of carrying around a history that they don't think about every day. They don't always have access to, but it's always guiding their life and their struggles.
When you were putting these stories together, were they all coming to you at once, or did you devote your energies to one specific story and get through that before you moved on, or were all these stories happening all at the same time in your mind?
Well, a lot of them started in graduate school, and I've been thinking through these ideas for a very, very, very long time. When I was in undergraduate at Howard University, I wrote a story about a slave revolt. And it wasn't a very good story, and I knew it at the time, but I was happy that I finished something. And that stayed on my mind. And so that eventually evolved into Cross River. And I sort of, I mean, it's you know, I keep ideas in my head for a while before I write them down. And when I was writing this, a lot of them, I was writing maybe one, two at a time. And they eventually, sort of shook out. The last story in the book, it took me 3 years to actually put down, so they're always all in motion at the same time. The last story in the book is about my father's emigration to this country in during the 60s. A lot of times when I write, I take my experiences and I sort of chop them up and remix them. But the idea with this one is I wanted to take my father's stories, father's recollections, and chop them up. And the story takes the form of a father telling his son what he was doing in Washington, D.C. the day after Martin Luther King was assassinated, and that was taking part in the riot. And it's sort of based on my father's recollection of being a college student from another country, from Trinidad and Tobago, and sort of being caught up and enraged by this event. I see myself in the son discussing the history with his father and trying to connect over that.
What are you most proud of in these stories?
I'm most proud of that I got them done. that last story, I'm proud that I was able to sit down with my father and talk about his life and get a greater understanding of this time. It's always been just sort of, you know, magical to me in my daydreaming. Just like the characters in the story, I'm guided by the history that I don't really know. A lot of people had to sacrifice for me to exist. And a lot of pain and suffering that went into that, but, you know, a lot of joy too. You know, it's a time to look back with appreciation.
The Penn Bingham Award, many of our listeners may not necessarily be familiar with that. What that is, maybe you can explain what the Penn Bingham Award is and what it means to be shortlisted for this award.
It's an award for debut fiction. I'm up against some novels and short story collections. A lot of them very, very renowned and well reviewed. Very, very surprised and excited that I was actually chosen for this prize. The long list was 10 books, and the short list was cut down to 5. Just happy to be alongside these books. You know, being a writer is sort of, you spend so much time just being completely ignored. You spend years being completely ignored. it's interesting that, you know, getting a pat on the back from strangers, and the whole process of the book has just been that, strangers coming up to me online or in person saying this book was great, and I'm very glad that it actually has connected with people, and so I assume that eventually at some point it's going to go back to, you know, I'm going to go back to being completely ignored. I'm fine with that.
You're a writer, but you're also a teacher as well. And I was wondering how that informs your writing, or how that affects your writing.
Well, it's interesting because before I'm a writer, I'm a reader, and a lot of teaching is to me is showing people how to appreciate great works of literature, or sharing my appreciation. Not necessarily showing them how to appreciate, sharing my appreciation. And through that process, students usually point out things that I just, you know, have overlooked in the stories, or whatever we're reading. So it's a process of sharing. I point out, hey, did you notice this? And the student will raise their hand and say, well, I didn't notice that, but did you notice this? And, you know, for a split second, oftentimes I just have nothing to say. Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't notice that. That's when it's the best, when there's this interchange between students and their teacher.
What are you working on now?
Finishing up another collection right now. It's a sort of a long story that I'm working on. It's a novella, which is, you know, so it's a lot longer than I usually work. So it's pretty exciting.
Do you think you'll continue writing about Cross River?
I'll always write about Cross River. It's to me, it's exciting that I found this place that is so rich, and it's a joy to really watch it evolve. To make up something new and connect it back to the old thing. So I think I'll always find something new in Cross River.
Thank you so much for joining me. I sure do appreciate talking with you, and good luck to you on future endeavors. And you'll have to come by and see us here in the studio when you're passing through Lexington.
I hope I can. Appreciate you talking to me.
Rion Scott's short story collection, Insurrections, is published by University Press of Kentucky and available at your favorite bookstores and online. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY, The Art Beat.